Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nengne Nemhang Singh with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases 19th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. State Health Department directs healthcare providers to screen all fever cases for malaria. Nagaland wraps up nationwide watershed yatra campaign. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi says entire world looking towards India with hope. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today released the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme from Bhagalpur in Bihar. More than 22,700 crore rupees of assistance were directly released to the bank accounts of 9.8 crore beneficiary farmers of the scheme. Mr. Modi said his dream is to ensure the presence of at least one cuisine of India in every kitchen of the world. He said that the government is relentlessly working in this direction by promoting export, processing and marketing of agricultural products.
Mera to sapna hai ki duniya ki har rasoi mein Bharat ke kisan ka ugaya koi na koi utpad hona hi chahiye. Is varsh ke budget ne bhi isi vision ko aage badhaya.
The Prime Minister also inaugurated various development projects including farmer related schemes in Bihar. The State Health Department has urged all private and public healthcare providers to screen every fever case for malaria. In a statement, the department's National Vector-Borne Disease Control Program emphasized the importance of ensuring that no malaria case goes undetected as it is in the elimination phase. To safeguard public health and reduce malaria, the government of Nagaland under the Epidemic Diseases Act 1897 mandates all healthcare providers, NGOs, civil society partners and stakeholders to notify every malaria case. Positive case details must be immediately sent to the Chief Medical Officer, District VBD Officer or State Program Officer for assessment and preventive measures. The Department of Health and Family Welfare has announced the Niramaya Health Insurance Scheme aimed at improving healthcare services to individuals with autism, cerebral palsy, mental retardation and multiple disabilities. Launched by the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment and administered by the National Trust, the scheme provides up to 1 lakh rupees annually for hospitalization, therapy, corrective surgeries and alternative treatments.
To avail benefits of the Niramaya Health Insurance Scheme, eligible individuals must register with the National Trust. Required documents for registration include disability certificate with UDID card or UDID enrollment number, PWD certificate, address proof, income certificate for above poverty line, and payment proof of enrollment fee. Registration must be done through any registered organization affiliated with the National Trust. In Nagaland, registered organizations are Cherry Blossom Society and Joe Foundation in Kohima, and Care and Support Society in Mogokchung. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Watershed Yatra campaign in Nagaland culminated today at Asukika Village in Zuneboto District. The 20-day nationwide yatra, initiated under Ministry of Land Resources and organized by the State Department of Land Resources, covered four districts of Nagaland. Addressing the culmination program, Assistant Inspector Land Resources Roslyn Chishi said the campaign helped in achieving the required community-driven approach or Jan Bhagidar, and also stimulated implementation machinery at the field level. The event featured land and water conservation oath-taking, voluntary work activities at coffee farms and street play, among others. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the Evening News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that this is the first time in the history of India that the whole world is looking towards India with hope and optimism. Launching the Global Investors Summit in Bhopal today, Mr. Modi said that common people, economists, institutions and many countries have expectations from India. From the World Bank to all the major institutions of the world are calling India the fastest growing economy.
वर्ल्ड बैंक ने कहा है भारत आने वाले सालों में ऐसे ही दुनिया की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग इकोनॉमी बना रहेगा OECD के एक अहम रिप्रेजेंटेटिव का कहना है फ्यूचर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इज इन इंडिया। यूएन की एक संस्था ने भारत को सोलर पावर की सुपर पावर कहा था।
Mr. Modi said that distrust of the world on the country has also increased the confidence of the states. At the same time, the pace of development has also doubled due to the double engine government. The Prime Minister said that in developed India, three sectors, textile, tourism and technology, are the most important. He said that the government is not only promoting traditional skills in these three sectors, but is also working on new areas like agro-textile, geo and medical textile. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has extended Sekreni greetings to Angami community. In a social media post, he said Sekreni is a festival of sanctification and purification, which also marks the rite of passage of young boys into adulthood. Mr. Rio hoped that the festivities renew bonds and bring blessings of growth and prosperity. Advisor for Agriculture Mathang Yantan emphasized the need for value addition, market access and collaborative research to boost productivity and income for farmers, particularly those in self-help groups and smallholder farms. He made this remark during the one-day training on novel processing and value addition in tapioca and the ethnic tuber crops festival at Wokha. Mr. Yantan highlighted role of tuber crops in the state's agricultural system, highlighting that Nagaland is the fourth largest producer of tapioca. The training saw 150 participants and included technical sessions on improved varieties, marketing and innovative processing techniques for tapioca. The Reserve Bank of India RBI launched the Financial Literacy Week 2025 today. This year marks the 10th edition of the annual campaign and is being observed under the theme Financial Literacy, Women's Prosperity. In Nagaland, the RBI Financial Literacy Week 2025 was inaugurated at Hotel Vivor, Kohima by General Manager and Officer in Charge Paresh Johan. The event was attended by Assistant General Manager of SBI Kohima, Makuni Thaimai, Nagaland Rural Bank Chairman Velayutham S, Director Runway India Ningni Them Hengna, self-help group members from Merema, Chesema Bawe, Chesema Basa and Tizama, besides representatives of Nagaland State Rural Livelihood Mission and various banks. As part of the campaign, the Central Bank will collaborate with banks and other stakeholders to conduct awareness and outreach activities throughout the week. Inspector General Assam Rifles North has awarded the prestigious Director General Assam Rifles Commendation Card to four distinguished individuals in recognition of their outstanding contributions to advancement of society. The recipients include K.N. Sekose, Imna Yadan, Kenny Ritse and Niketuno Setsu. Director General Assam Rifles Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera lauded the awardees for their unwavering dedication and selfless service. And now to round up the news, the headlines. Once again, Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases 19th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. State Health Department directs healthcare providers to screen all fever cases for malaria. Nagaland wraps up nationwide watershed yatra campaign. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi says entire world looking towards India with hope. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.